The U.S. Open Tennis Championships begin this morning in New York City. It's the final Grand Slam event of the season, and neither of the defending singles champions is playing. The Williams sisters are both injured and out of the tournament. Serena and Venus were last year's winner and runner-up. And men's champion Pete Sampras will announce his retirement later today. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Steve.
I guess you don't realize how much you're going to miss Pete Sampras until he's gone.
Well, he's been gone really for the last year because he played his last match at the Open last September when he won an extraordinary final against Andre Agassi, and that's really the perfect capper for his career. His 14th title, nobody else won more than 12. Just by comparison, John McEnroe won 7 and Jimmy Connors won 8. The last two great American players before Pete and Andre Agassi came along. And Pete was always the perfect gentleman on the court, a complete contrast to Connors and McEnroe. And now we won't get to see him play Agassi again or play anybody again in competition, and he will be missed, no question.
And there are some people who are calling him the greatest tennis player of all time.
Well, he's clearly in the conversation. The one problem is that he's got that hole in his resume because he never won the French Open. He dominated at Wimbledon, winning 7 times in 8 years. He won 5 U.S. Opens, twice at the Australian, but could never figure out a way to grind it out on that slow clay at Roland Garros in Paris. And I think that is the one problem. Rod Laver won all of them. Andre Agassi's won all the Grand Slams. But Pete is certainly right there in the first sentence and certainly in the argument somewhere between 1 and 3 among the greatest players of all time.
So let's talk about who is playing on the men's side. Who's the favorite?
Well, his old buddy Agassi is still hanging around at 33 and is the number one seed, which is remarkable given his age. But a lot of people think this may be the time for young Andy Roddick to take the mantle of next great American player. He's about to turn 21. He's had a great summer. He made it to the semifinals at Wimbledon, his first Grand Slam semi. And you can bet, Steve, that CBS is praying for an Agassi-Roddick final, the old American against the young American. But there are players like Roger Federer, who won at Wimbledon, Leighton Hewitt, who's had a terrible year but won here 2 years ago, beating Sampras in the final, who will all be threats, and that's why people will pay attention the next couple of weeks.
Wonder what CBS is praying for on the women's side.
Well, they're praying that Venus and Serena have miracle recoveries from their injuries, but they're not going to. And that leaves the two Belgians, Kim Clijsters and Justine Henin-Ardenne, as the clear favorites. Clijsters now ranked number one in the world because of Serena's injury. But Jennifer Capriati is the person CBS is rooting for. They'd work for her if they could. She's the old American now because she's all of 27, and they would love to see her make a comeback. And she's playing very well going into the tournament.
What about dark horses, John?
Well, on the women's side, there's a woman named Maria Sharapova, who is being labeled the next Anna Kournikova because she's Russian, because she's tall, because she's attractive, and because she can play, except most people think she's a better player potentially than Kournikova. And on the men's side, here's a guy, try to pronounce this name, Paradorn Srichapan. He's from Thailand. He's now ranked in the top 10. He had a terrific Wimbledon, and he's a guy who people love to watch play because he's so enthusiastic.
Paradorn Srichapan.
There you go. You got it right.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.